awesome God.
Ọlọ́run ti tóbi jùlọ.
The awesome God.
Ọlọ́run ti tóbi jùlọ.
What did I say?
Psalm
113.
Oni Dáfídì ìkẹtàléní àádọ́fà.
Verse 5.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkarùn-ún.
Psalm 113.
Oni Dáfídì ìkẹtàléní àádọ́fà.
Verse 5.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkarùn-ún.
The awesome God.
Ọlọ́run ti tóbi jùlọ.
That is the reason we are going this way this morning.
Oni ìdí tàbí ń ṣe àyẹ̀wò orúkọ yìí lóòrọ̀ yìí.
There are people here this morning.
Àwọn ènìyàn bẹ níbí lóòrọ̀ yìí.
Whose life will never know any sorrow again?
Ti ayé wo ti ní mọ ìbàdújẹ́ mọ́.
And the pastors have been converted to testimonies.
Ìbàdújẹ́ àtijọ́ yóò sì padà di ìjẹ́rìí.
Psalm 113:5.
Orin Dáfídì ìkẹtàléníàádọ́fà ẹsẹ̀ ìkarùn-ún.
Are we there?
Ṣé a ti ṣíbẹ̀?
Can we shout it loud and clear, Pastor? Let's go.
Ó ti gbèrò lóhùn rárá.
Who is like unto the Lord our God?
Ta ni ó dàbí Olúwa Ọlọ́run wa?
Who dwelleth on earth?
Tí ó ń gbé ibi gíga.
Can I say it again loud and clear?
Ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ lóhùn rárá.
Now listen carefully.
Ẹ tẹ́sí gbọ́ mi dáadáa.
Our present generation is a very funny one.
Ìran tá a wà nù rẹ̀ yóò jẹ́ èyí tó ń pani lẹ́rìn lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀.
They try to redefine God, they try to reinvent God.
Wọ́n ṣe ó ń gbìyànjú láti tún àlàyé ṣe nípa Ọlọ́run, wọ́n ń gbìyànjú láti tún Ọlọ́run dá.
Somebody who said I'm the ancient of days, somebody is trying to modernize the ancient of days.
Ẹni tó wí pé arúgbó ọjọ́ ni mí, ẹnìkan wá fẹ́ sọ arúgbó ọjọ́ bí ẹni òde òní.
Our present generation as they have tried to box God into a corner of their own limitations.
Àìyẹ́nà wá tó ní òní àti gbìyànjú láti di Ọlọ́run sí kọ̀rọ̀ ẹgbẹ́ kan nípa ìbíntì tiwa.
The truth is that it is impossible to completely search the whole of the greatness of God.
Òtítọ́ ọbẹ̀ ni pé ó ṣòro láti ṣe àwárí gbogbo tí tóbi Ọlọ́run tán.
You see a person.
Ẹ bá rí ẹnìkan.
Who said there is no God?
Ó ní kò sí Ọlọ́run.
Then he has two problems.
Ìṣòro méjì nínú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ ni.
One,
èkíní.
Ignorance.
Aláìmọ̀kan ni.
Two,
èkejì.
Arrogance.
Ogúngẹ̀.
Ignorance in the sense that even the greatest professor.
Àìmọ̀kan nítorí pé professor tó ga jùlọ pàápàá.
In any subject.
Nínú iṣẹ́ yòówù tó lè jẹ́ ọ̀jọ̀gbọ́n.
Can not claim to know everything about that subject.
Kò lè fọwọ́ sọ̀dà pé gbogbo nǹkan nípa iṣẹ́ yẹn lòún mọ̀ tán.
So for you to open your mouth and say there is no God, what you are saying that you are saying that you know everything and it's not possible.
Ṣé ènìyàn kan tó wá lè sọ pé kò sí Ọlọ́run tó ní tọ̀hún sọ ni pé òun mọ ohun gbogbo tí kò ṣeé ṣe.
The orderliness in creation.
Ètò tó wà nínú iṣẹ́ ìṣẹ̀dá gan.
The complexity in creation.
Bí àwọn iṣẹ́ ìṣẹ̀dá ṣe tíjú tó.
The diversity in creation.
Bí iṣẹ́ ìṣẹ̀dá ṣe jẹ́ onírúurú.
And the largeness of the size of creation.
Àti bí àwọn iṣẹ́ ìṣẹ̀dá ṣe tóbi tó.
Reveals the power of a great God.
Ó fi hàn pé Ọlọ́run kan wà tó lágbára.
That's why I know that any other gods trying to harass anybody here this morning shall be buried alive in the name of God.
Tí ó ń gbé ìgbìgà.
Who is like unto the Lord our God?
Àdé ọjà bí olúwa Ọlọ́run wa.
Who dwelleth on earth?
Tí ó ń gbé
ìgbìgà. Can you shout out after me loud and clear?
Ojúmọ́ tèmi.
Say it again.
Ẹ̀wù náà lẹ́ẹ̀kọ́ sí.
Turn to three people and say it loud and clear. Say it
again. Dàbọ̀ ẹ̀wù náà lẹ́ẹ̀kọ́ rárá.
Those of us who train in the sciences.
Àwa tí a kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ nípa ìmọ̀ sáyẹ́ǹsì.
Amazing things you will see.
Àwọn ohun ìyanu lẹ́rìí.
and you will know that there's an intelligent brain behind everything. For example, now an average human being would produce about 10,000 gallons of saliva before you die.
Kotoku garawa bi egberun mewa ito ni yo se kotoku.
Ants,
awera,
they don't sleep.
Awoki isu.
They say the tongue prints of human beings are different from person to person.
Wani iteka eyan kokan o yato lato de ni kan se ni keji.
Do you know that the same thing with the tongue print? Differ from everybody. The sun that we see every day is 93 million miles away. So all of the creation proclaims the greatness of God. In fact, to be quite honest with you, the word great cannot adequately describe God. Who is like unto the Lord our God? Who dwelleth on
earth?
Can you say that again now? Raise up your right hand to the heavens.
No, what? So that's okay.
And with the assurance and the power of that great God, I want you to shout this prayer.
Therefore, give you that right.
Now, let me tell you 25 facts about the awesomeness of our God.
Now,
I'm going to be very quick.
Number
one, when God opens a door, no man can shut it. What did I say? Can you say it with assurance? Are you seeing a door that is still remaining closed? It's because the hand of the Almighty is not upon it yet. But when he decides to open that door, just as he has promised that he's going to open doors so many people have come for this program, no man can shut that door. What was the first thing I said again?
Kilo one, but
number two. When God shuts a door, no man can open the door. If God shuts a door and you are trying to force it open, it will slap your face. When God shuts a door, no man can open the door. So once God has said to you infirmity, sorrow, lack, poverty is finishing your life, that door is closed forever, no matter
what.
Number
three,
God has not created anything that he cannot control. Or to put in our own English here, it's very bad English but very good theology. God has not created anything that he cannot permit. Four. There is no power of any dimension. There is no power of any dimension that can equal or compete with the power of God. That's why I know that any native doctors assigned to kill you shall die in your place. Because there is no power of any dimension that can equal or compete with the power of
God.
It was in Ethiopia. The believers in a particular place gathered together. It took them a long time. They put a church building together.
There
is one man there in the town who called himself Strong Man. Do you know he single-handedly set that building on fire? And the church building got burned. The next morning, this man was on the street again, marching up and down the front of the burnt building. That if you build it again, I will burn it again. He was going about saying it. All of a sudden, from nowhere, fire fell upon him. And the body began to burn. The clothes were on fire. The pot water on him, the fire did not go out. The pot sand on him, the fire did not go out. The fire kept burning. He kept screaming. The fire burned on his body for 5 days. And on the fifth day, he died at the front of the church that he bought. Amen.
Amen.
Then they thought that was all. They tried to at least recover him for burial. Nobody could touch the corpse, it was so hot. So they used stick to push him to a hole. There is no power of any dimension that can equal or compete with the power of God. A sister was coming to the headquarters many years ago, and there was a word of knowledge at one meeting. That behold, like human
being,
you are number 5 in your place of work now, but you shall become number 1. She said, amen. I receive it. And for some reasons, there are 4 people ahead of her. They were all involved in a fraud. The fraud was discovered. So all 4 were removed in 1 day.
lọjọ kan ṣuba yi kan si le awon mele re lo.
That's how the sister became number one.
Bara bere se bi ipo kini niyan.
Amen.
Amen.
But then
ṣugbọn
somebody began to threaten her.
Ẹni bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí halẹ̀ mọ́.
How did you get here?
Báwo ló ṣe débi?
You must have slept with some people.
Ó láti jẹ́ kó bá wọn ọ̀gá kan lásìkò.
This and that and that and that.
Onírú rọrọ̀ nínú ilé dé.
That you were sure that she doesn't stay there.
Òun á rí dájú bárabìnrin yẹn ò dúró nípò yẹn.
One day.
Lọ́jọ́ kan.
She was on a table working. This is Marina.
Ní Marina nílùú Èkó, arábìnrin jókòó sórí tábìlì rẹ̀, ó sì ń ṣiṣẹ́.
All of a sudden.
Lójijì.
She felt something cold on her legs.
Wà kíyèsí pé ohun kan ṣàtútù mọ́ òun lẹ́sẹ̀.
By the time she would look down.
Nígbà tí yóò fi wọlé.
It was a giant, giant snake.
Ìjò ńlá kan ni.
So she pressed her bell.
Ó wá tẹ aago.
So that the messenger and who was outside there could come into help.
Kí ọmọ ṣe rẹ̀ tí wọ́n máa rán níṣẹ́, ó lè wá ràn mí lọ́wọ́.
Because the snake was now trying to crawl up her leg.
Nítorí ejò òun ti fẹ́ wọ́ wá sí òkè.
The messenger man came.
Òjíṣẹ́ rẹ̀ yí wọlé.
She beckoned at him to come and see.
Ó wá ṣẹwọ́ sí pé kó máa bọ̀ kó wá wò yé o.
When the man looked and saw the light happen.
Nígbà tọkùnrin yìí wo tó sì lè lò ńlá yìí.
Ó
sì sá lọ.
Ìkùnà rẹ̀.
Kò lè ràn lọ́wọ́.
At that level, holy anger welled up within her.
Nígbà tó lè ṣẹlẹ̀ ní ìbínú mímọ́ bá mú sókè nínú rẹ̀.
And she looked at the serpent.
Ó sì wo ìjò náà.
And said, "You serpent of darkness."
Ó ní ìwé ìjò òkùnkùn.
Electrocuted.
Gọ́ọ̀mọ̀ iná.
By the power and the blood of Jesus.
Nípa àgbẹ̀rẹ̀ ìjẹ Jésù.
And she said, immediately she said that.
Ó sì wé ike tó kọ̀ wí bẹ́ẹ̀ tán.
It was as if an electric current went through the serpent.
Ṣé ló jọ pé iná gbogbo ara ìjò náà?
It stretched out on the floor.
Ó nà tọ̀nà kalẹ̀.
And just died there.
Ó sì kú síbẹ̀.
And by the next morning.
Nígbà tó máa fi dòwúrọ̀ yọ kejì.
The fellow who came to threaten her was dead.
Ẹni tó ń ṣe màwúrú mọ́ ó ti kú.
That's why I know.
Ìdí ni ẹ ti mọ bí mọ.
That any serpent and scorpion dispatch against you.
Ejò àti àbẹ̀bẹ̀ yòówù tí wọ́n rán sí ọ.
Shall be destroyed by fire. Ìwé
yẹn wọ́n yé fún ọ̀rọ̀ yẹn fún ọ̀rọ̀ yẹn fún.
There is no power.
Kò sí agbára
kan. For any dimension.
Ìpele yòówù tó lè jẹ́.
That can equal or compete with the power of God.
Tó tó. Tàbí tó lè gba agbára Ọlọ́run díje.
Number five.
Ìkarùn.
Not only is God mighty,
kì í ṣe pé Ọlọ́run lágbára nìkan.
He is the almighty God.
Òun ni Ọlọ́run alágbára gíga jùlọ.
There is a difference between being mighty.
Ìyàtọ̀ wà ní pé èèyàn lágbára.
And being the almighty.
Àti bí ènìyàn jẹ́ alágbára gíga jùlọ.
The Bible says.
Bíbélì wí pé.
In the book of Revelation.
Nínú owó ìfihàn.
1:8
Orí kìíní ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹjọ.
Said I am.
Èmi.
The Alpha.
Ni Alpha.
And.
Àti.
Omega.
Omega.
That is I am the A and Z.
Èmi ni A àti ìtókẹ́yìn.
I'm the Alpha and Omega.
Èmi ni Alpha àti Omega.
The beginning and the end.
Ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ àti òpin.
Which was
tó ti wà.
Which is
tí ó wà.
And which is to come.
Tí ó sì bọ̀.
The almighty.
Alágbára gíga jùlọ.
Said the Lord.
Ni Olúwa wí.
That's what the Bible says.
Nǹkan tí Bíbélì sọ nìyẹn.
Who was.
Ẹni tó ti wà.
Who is.
Ẹni tó bẹ.
And is to come.
Tó sì bọ̀ wá.
I know the life of a capital value into three stages.
Ẹ ó sì ní pé ayé ènìyàn a lè kún sí ìpele mẹ́ta.
Your yesterday.
Àná.
Your today.
Òní.
And your tomorrow.
Àti ọ̀la.
And the Bible says.
Béèni ti wù pé.
Jesus the same.
Jésù ọ̀kan náà.
Yesterday.
Lánàá.
Today.
Lórí.
And forever.
Àti títí láàyè.
Which was.
Tí ó ti wà.
Which is.
Tí ó fẹ́.
And which is.
Tí ó fi bọ̀ wá.
That's why I know.
Ìdí ni ẹ tí mo fi mọ̀ pé.
Any problem the enemy wants to bring your way.
Ìṣòro yòówù tí ọ̀gá bá fẹ́ gbé ka iwájú rẹ.
That has originated from your yesterday.
Tó wá láti àná rẹ.
At one to harass today, and his assigned against tomorrow, shall die violently in the name of his one woman was threatened by a little doctor.
You will
not deliver this
child.
What a strange situation. This woman went for a scan.
They
said she was pregnant, there's a baby inside. When it was moving to the time of delivery, they were living in this face me and face you kind of house. I was in
quarrel.
The man, the electric doctor said, you will not deliver this child.
This baby.
And trouble started. This woman tried and tried and
tried.
They rushed her back to the hospital.
Okay, but I don't know so.
The hospital tried to help. Baby did not come out. So they now did another scan.
They
came out and said, no baby. And the doctors were confused. And they began to refer her to places. Was at this level. Listen to me carefully.
That
somebody who came for 777. God told me very late with her water. I said, what's the matter? That's it. She gave the woman the water to drink. All of a sudden. Labor started. But do you know the testimony? They were triplets.
Better.
God is not only mighty. He is the Almighty. If you believe that, shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Number six.
Be careful.
God is not bound by time or space.
Aye, ati akoko kole da olorun duro.
Is not bound by time or space.
Akoko ati aye kole da olorun duro.
When he's ready to walk, that's it.
Ba ko ba se tan lati sise o ya na niyan.
Your age, not to be
standing.
It can even reduce your age to make your miracle. It can make you to defy the law of menopause. 7. God is always at his best when man is at his worst. When men are doing their worst to you, God is always at his best. Have they cheated you out of something good? Your God is still on the throne. And he will recover what you have lost. Say this loud and clear. I recover. Listen. Number 8. God is not confined to the limitations of man. Not at all. You can do your limitation. It's not
because
God's power can create something from nothing. Create something from nothing. That's the power of God. Ten. God's power can change anything and anybody. God's power can change anything and anybody.
Agbara Olorun o le yi oko ati eni keni pada.
I say but my husband is very stubborn.
Le le oko de mi da ni nipo.
He's not as stubborn as the power of God.
O lagbara tagba ko lagidi tagbara Olorun.
11.
Ikokola.
God can suspend or override physical laws to give you your miracle.
Olorun le da awon ofin tara duro tabi ko pa won ti se be kon.
He walked on the top of water to go and meet Peter. That's why he almost that needs to be suspended for you to receive your miracle. Shall be suspended to do in the name of God. Somebody is looking at me right now.
You
are going to be one of the richest people in this country. You may not believe him, but that's the truth.
12.
Problems, they are raw materials for divine operation.
When
you say problems,
they
are raw materials
for
divine operation.
13.
Impossibilities are alien to the Almighty.
Asheti or fall or
completely alien.
Or
you say, with man, this is impossible. But God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I remember the other time, someone came to my counseling room with a 3-year-old boy. The boy has never spoken one word. So they brought the boy to the office. Somebody called for my attention outside. So I went out. By the time I would come back inside the office, I found the mother crying. So why are you crying? So why are you crying? Say, Joe, look at this boy.
He
doesn't talk.
So
well, now look at him. Immediately the boy entered the office and sat down. He began to call daddy. Nobody prayed any prayer. He just entered into an atmosphere of miracle. And the thing they say is impossible became possible. 14. When God takes over your battle, your enemy is in trouble. When God takes over your battle, your enemy is in trouble. Can you say that loud and clear? 15. At the voice of the Lord, all oppositions scatter.
gbogbo atako won atuka
16
ikeni kiloku.
God can draw straight lines with our crooked lines.
Olorun le fi ila gbagun wa faila to to.
God can draw straight lines with our crooked lines.
Olorun le fi ila gbagun ti wa fa ila to to.
And it's no matter how much they have put you down, no matter how many people have said you cannot make it, God can still make you to make it. Reminds me this morning of the story of Asomono. Asomono was one of the best evangelists produced in this West African coast. When the missionaries came to that country, they preached to Asomono, he got born again. And was going in and out with the missionaries. And he kept saying, I want to be a minister of God, I want to be a man of God, I want to serve God, I want to be a pastor. But the trouble with Asomono was that he could not read, he could not write. The missionaries tried to teach him. It took them 3 months to teach him A, B, C, D.
Lati ko ni A, B, D, A.
3 months.
Osu meta.
Because when they teach someone today A, B, C, D, when he comes to me and says, read it, he will say D, B, A, C.
To be a
after some time, the missionaries gave up. They stopped trying to teach him to read. But one day, God took the crooked lines of Asomono and drew a straight line with it. What happened? That day, there was uproar in town.
The
whole of the town was in terrible disarray. Night, the noise got to the camp where the missionaries were. What's happening? What's happening? Go to the marketplace. Go to the marketplace. You see what happened there? Plenty of noise. So the missionary went there, trying to going through the crowd to see what was causing the noise at the marketplace. By the time he got there, he found Asomono sitting down, drinking water. And everybody was running
him.
Asomono, what's the matter? What happened was this. The king had only one son. And the son was mad. Everybody knew in town that the son was mad because he was always roaming around the marketplace naked.
And
someone just went to the market. Saw this heir to the throne, mad. And he said the spirit of God came upon him. Laid hands on this man. And the man became instantly whole. Amen.
Amen.
That single miracle converted the whole town and converted Asomono to an instant evangelist.
17.
The yoke that can resist God does not exist. It is the anointing that breaks the yoke. 18. The Lord is a man of war. That's why that any war facing you today, that war shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. 19. God never loses battles. 20. God never fails. 21. Angels of life and death are under the control of the Almighty. When he needed to kill Aaron, he asked the angels to slap Aaron. When he needed water to receive life, he sent an angel to trouble the water.
22.
The power of God has no respect
for instance.
23. God is a God of the suddenness. 24. God is a wonder. He is a wonder. God covered the dry land with the sea in his anger in the days of Noah. Then, in the days of Herod, he removed the sea and made it dry land to become deliverance too. From heaven, God has sent rain, fire, wild wind, and bread before. From rock, God had brought water before. From wood, God had made snakes before. From darkness, he made the light. From dust, he made man. It was God that buried Korah, Dathan, and Abiram life. It was God that did the wonder on Nebuchadnezzar and made the man
insane.
Our God made a baby in a 90-year-old woman, Sarah. Our God walked three men through the fiery furnace and the fire did not burn them. He is a wonder. Number 25 now. God is a story changer. That's why I know that any story the enemy is writing about you, that story shall change you in the name of Jesus. Jesus shall make you a testimony and a wonder. And all the terrible experiences of the past
that
are trying to waste you, those experiences, they shall disappear. And God shall make you a praise. Our some God, does awesome things and is ready to do awesome things
with you.
Two things are necessary. You must surrender your life to Him. That's the first one. Number two,
you
must call upon Him. He has a great plan for your life. He has a plan in his hand. He will say, I surrender to you. I want your plan to be manifested. He will do so. But if you refuse him today, well, it's your fault. He will tear his own program and allow you to run your own program. He is an awesome. Let's rise up on our feet. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. But you see, if you are here this morning, and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, right there where you are, don't wait for 1 second. Just find a way to the altar here. If this place is too far for you, there are 2 other altars around. Find a way there. Ministers of God waiting for you. Don't hesitate. Leave that seat and find a way to the altar now. Say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to experience the God of signs and wonders in my life. Very quickly, find a way to the altar. I congratulate you.
Okay, you glory.
Sophia, the other altars too. Just bow down your heads. And say what I'm going to say now after. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
I come before you today. Lord Jesus,
Jesus,
come into my life. Take control of
me.
As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. Father,
Baba,
lay your great hands upon my life. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to pray with you. Father, I thank you for this
ritual.
This decision they've taken today, let it be permanent in our lives. Move them from strength to strength and from glory to glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Those who are here today, who have been pursued by the spirit of
death,
the Lord will give you the miracle of cancel debt. Those who are here today and they are suffering from the attack of polygamous witchcraft, I have information for you. You have been delivered now. There are some here today. You are no longer enjoying your present place of work and you need a change. The Lord will make a change for you. In this month of new beginning, as many people as are here today, and they have sicknesses that defies medical diagnosis and treatment, the power of God is upon you now. And the yoke of that infirmity is broken to pieces. That's right. Someone is here. Your blood group is being changed. From the sickle one to the normal one. Aha. That's right.
Yeah.
Something is happening over there.
Oh, conscience.
That's right.
Yeah.
New organs are coming up. For dead ones.
That's your wrong way.
Now listen. There are some prayers that blink down the hand of a decreed God. And I want you to pray these powers that draw down the power of God. There are 14. We're going to pray 7 now. Then we're going to pray the last 7 when you hold your prayer request. How many are those prayers? We're going to pray seven now.
How God made this is
the other seven is when you now hold your prayer letter. But this first seven we're going to pray will bring healing, deliverance, breakthroughs to the people of God. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
If you are in this meeting today, and the doctors have told you terrible things about your womb, about conception, about you having a child. Or they just say there's nothing wrong, but they don't know what to do. What to do now is to raise your right hand up as we pray this prayer. And after the prayers, I will ask you to lay that hand on your womb area or on the part of your body that you should lay your hands upon.
They
have been telling you about no sperm count or no sperm at all. Just lay your hands.
As
you pray this prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Is that the language you can shout to tell you
both?
Reach your almighty power. Check that swelling on the neck too. It has been deflated by the power of God.
Then.
Yes.
Then.
Ha ha.
Then.
This song has become your lot.
Only you got it deep.
Lifted, I am lifted by the Lord. Out of sin and sorrow, into the presence of the Lord. Are you lifted up?
Lifted, I am lifted by the Lord. Out of sin and sorrow, into the presence of the Lord.
You pray this again loud and clear. Is about to run.
Oh, come and say
that. If some organs in your body are not working, this prayer is for you.
Allah,
if there is a group of something this away from your body,
I want to come up with that prayer.
This prayer is for you.
Allah, if there is a
group of something this away from your body, many parts of the body.
Surgery
is going on, surgery is going on. Now you that you are raising up your right hand, place it upon your
wound.
Place it on your navel.
Head
up
beside
it.
Feel that hero and see.
Yes.
Then
you can feel the heat.
Oh, no.
See the fire.
Oh, no.
I decree now that is strong man assigned against your body. Let a strong man catch fire and depart from his hiding place. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Then.
And your miracle shall not pass you by this month. 9 months time you shall come back with mighty testimonies. That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
As you pray this next prayer, if you are pregnant here, and they have been telling you strange things at the hospital, just manage and find a way to the altar here. As we pray this next prayer,
they're
telling you very strange things, very negative things. Let's find a way to the altar here. You will pray this again loud and clear.
God, I
consumer pessoas.
Yeah, I told you about it.
In the name of Jesus,
so Jesus,
I see that I am a shame and I am a as someone here, you have seven different spirits troubling you. Profitless hard work, infirmity, failure at the end of success, constant witchcraft attack, spirit of death and hell, and powers from the waters. But one by one, those things are going out now. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Loud and clear. Fourth man.
And a very
of power. When the fourth man appeared in the fire, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't have any problem again.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you are alone.
Father, I thank you for this, your daughter's
here.
I stand there as a prophet this day. I cancel every evil clinical prophecy upon your pregnancy in the name of Jesus. I decree that the anointing of the Hebrew woman will fall upon you. Even before the midwives begin to arrive, we will have delivered the
prophecy.
Every evil positioning, I command the positioning to be normal. Let the arm of God fall upon your daughter, say in the name of Jesus. Anyone standing in the gap for another person here, that person too shall receive the touch of God in the name of Jesus. Eyes that never slumbers for sleep shall be upon you and your babies in the name of Jesus. And you shall not die but me.
And you
will declare the works of God. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray.
They
go back to your seats rejoicing. The God of great things has altered the situation. Thank you, Jesus.
Thou
fourth man of power. You are going to tell your power. Can you shout it loud? Appear in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Yes, let the first man of power appear. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus.
Yeah. you have any infirmity in your body, this is the time to lay your hands upon it. And immediately you do that, don't say anything for
them.
Just lay your hand on that sick person. Father, I come before you. You are the great God. And you do great things. You have never failed. You will never fail. Your word says, you yourself bore our infirmities and took away our sicknesses. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And by your stripes we are healed. You, the spirit of infirmity, in the eyes, in the ears, in the tongue, in the leg, in the womb, in any organ of the body, in the word of the Lord, it is written, any tree that my Father does not plant shall be rooted up and thrown into the fire. Right there where you are, receive your healing now in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out all the spirits of infirmity in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of cancer, every arrow of tuberculosis, every arrow of asthma, every arrow of migraine, every arrow of high blood pressure, every arrow of epilepsy, I send them back to your senders in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, come upon your people in your hidden power. Light away every infirmity. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to count seven now. When I get to the number seven, begin to check your body. Begin to do what you cannot do before. When I get up to seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, stop. Now begin to check your body. Whatever you are not able to do before, you begin to do so. You cannot use your leg, begin to use the leg. Check your body thoroughly. That's why the power of God is coming upon you. The yoke of the enemy that has imprisoned your life for years,
that one is desire.
It has been broken to pieces.
Yes.
Things are happening all over the place.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Check your body now. Now, you check your body. And you find that the Lord has healed you. I don't want the devil to put that problem back. Quickly find a way to the altar. Quickly find a way to the altar. You have checked your body thoroughly. Very quickly, find a way to the altar. Don't let the devil bring the problem back. Don't need that. Don't remain standing. Remain standing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Now, these next two prayers, I want you to pray the way you have never prayed any prayer in your life. Don't bother about the wordings. Don't pray them as advice to pray. When mockers surround you,
and
they are laughing at you, you need a great God to disgrace them. Can you shout this the way I'm going to shout my
own?
Mocking yokes. Can you shout this loud?
Wow, my God.
Listen to these words of prophecy. Brother, sister, family members have been laughing at you. Neighbors have been laughing you to
scorn.
But this month is the last time. Because those who have been laughing at you, they are
looking for your honor.
They shall come and celebrate with you. Yes.
Ben.
Something like a padlock.
Oh, God, do that.
Breaking inside somebody.
Oh, Jack, you know the problem.
That sister.
I love you, yeah.
That the lumps on your breast have just disappeared. Quickly come out to the front and show yourself to these three ushers here. Don't allow the enemy to put it back. That's right. The ones whose swelling has disappeared.
Please
step back and talk to the ushers yourself. Don't allow the devil to put it back. The yoke of lameness, deafness, blindness
before you
is being broken now.
For body.
Aha.
Yeah.
That's the power of God. You can tell me what you cannot do before. That infirmity has come back to his service. You, that person,
where you know,
with cobwebs covering your face.
Yeah, what you're carrying,
you don't know where the cobwebs are coming from. The fire of God has destroyed the cobwebs. And you begin to move forward as of today.
That you know.
Three persons here. You receive injections in the dream.
But
I don't know where you are. The power of God is coming upon you. And the dream is coming out of your body. It's coming out. Father, I thank you for these children. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for the
miracles.
I pray that the miracles will be permanent in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not steal your testimony. The hand of God shall be mighty upon you. And the yoke of the enemy upon your life shall be broken to pieces. And cover you and your miracle with the blood of Jesus. Jesus, mighty name, we pray. May go back to your seat rejoicing. But if God has done something mighty for you, don't go share the testimony. So that the devil will not bring it back.
Glory
be to the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hold your prayer, let us pray this prayer. Oh God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
Oh Lord.
Jesus. thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, every prayer we have prayed just now, let that become testimonies in our lives. It is written that your people shall be healed in this
land.
From there comes their health. There comes a love with us. We will not suffer their feet to be moved.
For
the keeper will not slumber. The keeper is the shall not slumber.
The
Lord shall keep your favor and come in our
hands.
The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Never shall any pain move near your
hands.
As you go this month, I cover you and your family with the blood of
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody came to this meeting and you prayed desperately. But Father, let them mention my case yet today. The Lord said he has already had
you.
And by the next power of sinners,
you
shall come back there with mighty testimonies. Thank you, Jesus. And that woman, they are already on the verge of pushing you out of your husband's house because of a problem. The problem has ended today. Thank you, Jesus. To fellowship.
The grace of our Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.